11 weeks into his term, President Bush only has a tiny fraction of his political appointees in place. Many are middle-level government officials who have authority to make policy decisions. Those holes in the administration make it hard to put together a budget and advance programs, but the slow transition isn't unusual. A new report to Congress says the nominations process needs to be changed so that it doesn't drive away people from government service. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
One of the biggest complaints people nominated for policy jobs have is the forms, full of detailed, personal, and repetitive questions. Dr. Hans Mark went through 4 confirmations for military positions in the Carter, Reagan, and Clinton administrations.
If you look at the questionnaires today, they really are. I mean, the only way I can say it is that they were written by a paranoid.
Mark says the review took no account of his previous clearances, and questions bordered on the ridiculous.
The kid who was interviewing me said, "Dr. Mark, you've written a lot of books and papers and so on. Have you ever written anything that could be construed as being contrary to the policies of the Clinton administration?" And, of course, my answer was, "Of course I have." So the interviewer was surprised, and I said, "Well, can you tell me where?" So I said, "I'll be damned if I know. Would you please look at the question you asked me? Can be construed by anybody to be contrary to the policies of the Clinton administration."
This type of red tape, plus invasions of privacy and limits on government officials' financial investments, are contributing to the current administration's problems in recruiting. Sean O'Keefe, Mr. Bush's deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, has worked in previous administrations. He says the hassles mean you often don't get your top choice for a job.
That means you got to move your way through the top of the list to then some people who may not necessarily have been at the top of your thought. We're going through that now, looking at a range of different positions that are open at the Office of Management and Budget, and it's a challenge.
There are no documented estimates beyond such anecdotal stories that the burdens of the nomination process mean fewer qualified people are willing to serve. But a bipartisan group sponsored by the Brookings Institution is recommending a wide variety of changes. They include cutting back on the number of people a president can appoint, tying appointee pay to inflation, and streamlining and standardizing the disclosure forms. Scott Harshbarger of the watchdog group Common Cause agrees the process could be better, but he is concerned reforms, especially of sensitive financial disclosures, could go too far.
The reality is 95% of the problem about why people don't want to come and serve or go through this process are controllable by simplification, clarification, speeding it up. None of that means you ought to water down the amount of information that we learn about an individual in terms of their personal or financial interests and how that might affect them in the performance of their public trust.
The time it takes to get to performing the public trust is another major burden on nominees. One person who served in the Clinton administration says she had to take a few days off work to deal with the stress of handing over sheafs of very personal information, then not knowing who was doing what with them over several months. Wading through the paperwork takes time, but so can political delays. The Brookings Group recommended the Senate limit a practice known as holds, by which any senator can put a nomination in limbo. But it's unclear how much the report will change things. Since 1985, nearly a dozen major studies have looked at the same problems. Many recommendations of those reports are mirrored in the new one. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.